We are at the University of Michigan at the School of Music, Theater, and Dance, talking with a lot of personalities, a lot of teachers, a lot of composers, and now we have a singer, and that is Amanda Majewski. Welcome, Amanda.
It's a joy to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you. And you have not been here for very long, right? What is your history here?
I am still relatively new, so I'm in my second year as assistant professor of voice.
Okay, so how's it been going so far?
Not too bad. Enjoying my colleagues and the passion and dedication of the students. Just, yeah. it's a lovely place to work.
Well, you talk about the passion and dedication of students. I mean, University of Michigan has a sparkling reputation when it comes to their music department, right? And
absolutely.
For their singers as well. And you have so many people on faculty here who maybe bring a different perspective to their students that study with them. What is it that you emphasize the most to your students to become a successful singer like yourself?
Oh my. Well, you're right in that we have a wonderful faculty filled with current and past performers, and all do bring their own unique perspective to their teaching. I would say for my students, I want them to be artists, not just singers, you know? So that means I want them to be well-rounded humans who are empathetic and caring and understanding of all aspects of the world around them. And then they bring that back to their artistry so that they can take full ownership of who they are, of what they want to say with their own unique instrument. And then we help them refine it as best we possibly can to give them the technical tools and the ideas for artistic expression that will fill their color palette as they go to put their art into the world.
When you're working with students, is this in a one-on-one lesson type format?
That's right, yes. Every student has one-hour lesson once a week. Mm-hmm. So the relationship between student and teacher is very special.
And how do you choose the repertoire for them?
Oh, well, you know, you choose what's best for them in the moment, what might be a technical vehicle for them or something that they might want to consider, you know, valuable for an audition situation. A lot of my master's and doctoral students, you know, are eager to audition for all kinds of different singing opportunities. So, you know, you kind of start with that and you start with the various responsibilities that the student has and what would be best in that circumstance.
Yeah. You know, I'm curious also how you choose repertoire for yourself, because when I graduated from music school, I felt like I was so used to having teachers telling me what I should be working on. And then you get out into the world and, well, you could play anything, you could sing anything and do anything. So how do you decide what you want to work on next?
For me personally?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, some of that's a matter of circumstance. You know, the industry is going to hire you for Le Nozze di Figaro by Mozart.
Sure.
And so you have that coming up. And so, you know, you work
the
on that. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it's fascinating because I just recently had a full recital with my alma mater, the Curtis Institute of Music. And I had free rein. I got to choose exactly what I programmed. Uh-huh. You know, it's interesting that I ended up singing a lot of songs that my students inspired me to learn.
Oh.
So there were quite a few that my students had worked on. And I was like, oh, this might be fun.
Yeah. I see the joy on your face when you're talking about that recital. What other milestones or achievements do you feel like have been sprinkled across that your journey that you just find really memorable?
I've been very, very lucky throughout my freelance career. Things that stick out to me, just last season in January, I got to sing the title role of Katya Gubanova with the London Symphony Orchestra, Sir Simon Rattle conducting. And I'm really looking forward to next March, when I will sing a piece called The Passenger, that's by Weinberg, with Teatro Real in Madrid. And I sang that at Lyric Opera of Chicago back in 2014, and it was delayed because of the pandemic, and now finally we're all getting a chance to gather again and perform that incredibly poignant piece. And my students will be studying music related to the Holocaust to help connect the two together.
I had people from our listening audience who were talking about that work, The Passenger, in Chicago. And I know some people were interested in seeing that.
Yeah, I sang the role of Marta in that production.
Yeah. I dug deep into your discography for a little piece, an excerpt from Götterdämmerung, which is an opera by Richard Wagner, the last one in his Ring cycle of operas. We'll hear that in a minute, but first, what do you want our listeners to know about you, Amanda Majewski, as a person, if you were introducing yourself for the first time to them?
Oh, geez. Well...
And no modesty.
You know, I would say I'm an artist, I am a wife, I'm a stepmom, I'm a teacher, friend, and you know, beyond that, I'll let other people take the reins.
Yeah. Amanda Majewski, thank you so much for joining us here. FM 91 on the road at the University of Michigan.
Thank you.